I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 5 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about the importance of knowing who you are and what you want in life. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. You're listening to The 80%. The podcast about learning smart money habits and the proper mindset to achieve financial success. Kumusta kayong lahat? And I hope you're all doing well. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And siguro special shout out kay Helen, no, na nag-share sa akin na nakikinig siya sa podcast natin habang ginagawa niya yung kanyang mga household chores. And I also know some friends who listen to our podcast na habang nagda-drive. So I hope you stay safe while on the road. And of course, sa mga nakikinig while doing their household chores, I hope that you stay productive, and I'd like to thank you for keeping me in your background. Also, a quick shoutout kay Aris na nag-share sa Facebook. Sabi niya, yung podcast natin is his weekly dose of financial advice. Nako, wow, thank you very much for that. So, without further ado, let's proceed to our episode this week. Let me start by sharing with you a story. So, recently, I had a client who scheduled a financial consultation. So, that's actually my profession. I am a registered financial planner and I meet people for financial consultation. So, this particular client, he's actually a doctor in his early 30s. And the first time that I met him, he really looks someone who has everything together. Grabe, as in, he has all these gadgets, magaling pumorma. And the first time that I met him, I actually saw him park his SUV nung dumating siya dun sa coffee shop where we are supposed to meet. And napansin ko yung sasakyan niya mukhang bagong bili. So when I saw this, of course, ang first thoughts ko ay, nako, mukhang magpapatulong itong client na to paano mag-invest, which is actually quite common. I meet a lot of people na may excess cash, hindi nila alam kung saan i-invest, so they consult with me kung paano sila mag-i-invest. And naisip ko rin, nako, mukhang high net worth itong taong to, so siguro magpapakonsult ito kung paano i-manage yung portfolio niya, no? So these are pretty common services that I offer. Pero guys, medyo mali pala ako. So, he approached me and of course, we did our introductions. And then, it was now down to business, which for me, it all starts by doing a financial inventory of the person. So, lahat ng financial consultation ko, usually yun talaga yung una kong ginagawa. I do a financial checkup. I do a financial inventory. And basically, this means listing down all his assets and all his liabilities. And likewise, we recreated his cash flow. Pinag-aralan namin ano ba yung monthly income niya and ano-ano yung mga monthly expenses niya. At doon ko nakita yung problema. At doon ko rin na-realize ang totoong dahilan kung bakit siya nagpapakonsult sa akin. Despite his high income, nakita ko na ang taas din pala ng expenses niya. Mataas yung kanyang kinikita every month, pero grabe, off the charts din yung mga expenses niya. And honestly, if you don't know this person and you see how he looks, you'll assume that he's rich, just like what I did. Pero yung akala kong mayaman, naku, mayaman pala sa utang. Credit card debts, car loans, housing loans, and even personal loans. So, paano ba nangyari yon? Tinanong ko siya at ikinwento niya sa akin na hindi naman daw talaga siya magastos. Ang problem daw niya is that he feels constant pressure to keep up with his peers. Tapos, sabi niya, he is the first doctor in the family. Talaga raw na sobrang ina-idolize siya ng mga kapatid niya, pati yung mga kamag-anak niya. Siyempre, doktor, di ba? Thus, he confessed and he shared with me na he felt the pressure to maintain that image of success. So, he would always have the latest model on cellphone, and he even bought his parents a house and lot. Plus, meron din silang pakotse. And of course, he bought an SUV for himself. And on top of that, meron din daw siyang biniling pre-selling condo unit na hoping someday ay dun siya titira. After hearing this, I told him na wala namang masama dun sa mga binili niya, lalo na kung talagang gusto niya to. Pero ang nakita kong number one mistake niya is binili niya yon ng halos sabay-sabay, as in sunod-sunod talaga. That's why he is struggling when it comes to his cash flow. And nung tinanong ko bakit ganun yung ginawa niya, ang sinabi niya sa akin reason, kasi raw, yung mga iba niyang kaibigan na doktor, ganun din naman daw yung ginagawa, ganun din daw yung ginawa nila. The story of this doctor reminded me of something that actor Will Smith once said. He says that often, we spend money that we do not have on things we do not need to impress people who do not care. Nung sinabi ko ito dun sa doktor, grabe, napa-ouch na lang daw talaga siya. And for good reason, kasi alam niyang totoo. And you know guys, this bad money habit of spending so much just to impress or keep up with other people, it's very common. Madalas kong marinig yung story na yan. And in fact, maski ako, guilty rin ako dyan, lalo na nung nagtatrabaho ako. Alam nyo, share ko lang ha. I had office mates dati when I was still in the corporate world na naging talagang close friends ko, mga naging kaibigan ko talaga. And of course, typical of friends, we would often spend time together outside the office and even on weekends. However, karamihan sa kanila, mga galing talaga sa mga well-off families. And of course, as expected, mahilig silang gumimik, mahilig lumabas, mga branded yung damit nila, and laging yung latest model ang cellphone nila, plus they also have all these kinds of other gadgets. And syempre, because I wanted to feel that I belong to the group, and also because I like them as friends, so I really tried to keep up with their lifestyle. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, di bali nang magkautang sa credit card, basta wag lang ako masabihan na hindi ako marunong makisama sa kanila. And unfortunately, this was one of the reasons bakit ako nabaon sa credit card dati. As in, dumating sa point na maski yung minimum required payment, hindi ko na kayang bayaran, grabe. And as expected, dumating yung point na tumatawag na yung mga credit card collection agencies sa opisina, sa bahay namin, sa cellphone ko. One time, nakausap nila yung nanay ko at grabe, minura-mura talaga nila yung mom ko, as in sinabi nila na bakit daw hindi ako nagbabayad ng utang ko. And sobrang nakakagalit at sobrang sama din ang pakiramdam nung nalaman ko nung nangyari yon. And I remember that moment was my wake-up call, as in I realized na mali na yung ginagawa ko and it has to stop. I needed to change.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So one of the first things that I did was to actually confess to my office mates. I became honest and told them about my credit card debts. Sinabi ko rin na siguro kailangan ko munang ayusin yung mga gastusin ko, kaya hindi na muna ako sasama sa kanila pag gumigimik sila. At that moment, dun ko na-realize na mga kaibigan ko talaga sila. We spend money that we do not have on things we do not need to impress people who do not care. And in my case, my office mates, my friends, I learned that they do not care about the brands of my clothes nor the model of my cell phone. And best of all, they don't care where we hang out as long as we're together. Naku, yun talaga yung sinabi nila. And that really gave me a sigh of relief because I was really afraid to lose their friendship. Nung sinabi ko sa kanila, hindi na ako sasama sa inyo sa mga gimmick ninyo kasi nagtitipid ako. In fact, sila na rin yung nagsuggest na we can still go out but we'll just go to places na less expensive para daw hindi naman malaki yung gastos namin. And after that, we actually started hanging out sa bahay ng isa't isa, no? Tumatambay na lang kami sa bahay namin and we just do DVD marathons or play board games. And of course, sometimes they would still go out, pero ang maganda doon, hindi na ako pressured na sumama sa kanila for the sake of pakikisama. And I actually gave them that, no? Sabi ko, kung gusto nyo pa rin gumimik, gusto nyo mag-clubbing, go ahead. Basta, kwento nyo na lang sa akin kung ano yung nangyari pag nagkita-kita ulit tayo sa opisina. In short, my honesty when it comes to my personal finance helped me remove the unfair expectations that I've set for myself. And somehow, it also kick-started my journey towards learning better money habits. Honesty. You need to learn how to be honest with yourself. Pause for a moment and ask, sino ba talaga ako? Ano ba talaga ang gusto ko sa buhay? It's important to answer these questions because it will help you avoid the mistake of comparing yourself to others. Kung hindi mo kilala ang sarili mo at hindi mo alam kung anong gusto mo, the tendency will be for you to look at others and assume, siguro dapat ganun din ang ginagawa ko. Naku, yung kapitbahay namin, may bagong kotse, nakakainggit. Wala pa akong kotse, dapat siguro bumili na rin ako. Or yung office mate ko, nagbakasyon sa abroad last long weekend, nakakainggit naman. Kailan kaya yung next long weekend, siguro magta-travel din ako. We often hear it, we should not compare ourselves with others. Kasi nga, iba-iba naman tayo. Kaya dapat hindi tayo naiinggit sa kung ano man ang meron sila. Pero, especially today in the time of social media, it's easy to know and we often see how others are doing. We get a glimpse of how our friends are happy and successful, kung saan-saan sila nagta-travel, kung saan-saan sila kumakain, ang gaganda ng mga buhay nila. And then, we look at ourselves struggling to survive. This habit of comparing ourselves to others needs to stop. And I believe one solution to this is to create our own life's design. To know who you are and what exactly you want in life is the first step towards learning how to run your own race. For example, ako, I love traveling. Gusto-gusto talaga yung namamasyal sa ibang lugar, maski sa ibang probinsya lang sa Pilipinas or especially kung sa ibang bansa. That's one of the reasons why I actually became a freelancer and an entrepreneur. I wanted location independence so that I could travel anytime. More than this, I also imagined myself someday living in a house by the beach and then just regularly traveling around the world. Now, knowing that this is who I am and that's what I want, I realized that it's impractical for me to buy a house in the city. Kasi nga, by the beach yung gusto ko eh. Even buying a condo unit for personal use does not really fit into my plans for the future. And that's why today, hindi na ako naiinggit kapag nakikita ko yung mga friends ko na bumibili ng sarili nilang bahay, kapag nabibili nila yung dream home nila. And I don't feel jealous kapag nakakapasok ako sa isang malaking bahay, because I know that's not who I am and it's not really what I want. Remember to run your own race. Iba ka, iba ako. And even against other people who have similar dreams and goals as you, they're also different from you because no two individuals have the exact circumstances in life. We are all dealt different cards in life and it's up to us to plan how to win with the cards we have. Sabi nga sa song na everybody's free to wear sunscreen, don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. So just focus on your own progress, measure your numbers, and work on improving those numbers. That's the only thing that truly matters because that is the race you are running. Use each day to take yourself closer to your personal goals. Use the achievements and accomplishments of others as inspiration. Use their success stories as motivation to work hard on your own improvement and self-development. But never use them as a measuring stick of your success because that's only a waste of time. You are not trying to beat others to an imaginary finish line. You are running your own race. So follow your own timeline, create your own life's design. Naku, nakatapos na naman tayo ng isang episode dito sa ating podcast. Again, thank you very much for listening. Please remember to subscribe and share this podcast to your friends. If you're in Apple Podcasts, please give it a 5-star rating para tumaas yung ating rank. And as always, I'd like to end my podcast with a question. And the question for this week is, can you share with me one goal or dream that you want to achieve this year? Ano ba yung dream natin? Ano ba yung gusto nating magawa this year? So I'm really excited to hear from you guys. So just post your answers on social media. Just remember to put a hashtag sa inyong post sa Facebook or sa Twitter or even on Instagram para makita ko sila. So for this episode, just use the hashtag 80% and hashtag run your own race. And I guess that's it. Again, thank you for listening and have a great day ahead. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For comments and reactions to this episode, please use hashtag the80% and hashtag runyourownrace on your social media post. For the show notes, go to bit.ly/the80%. That's bit.ly/the80percent, all small letters.